The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man will meet you carrying a jar of water. Follow him. Wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' Then he will show you a large upper room furnished and ready. Make the preparations for us there." The disciples then went off, entered the city, and found it just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. While they were eating, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, gave it to them, and said, "Take it. This is my body." Then he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, and they all drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. Amen, I say to you, I shall not drink again the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." Then after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. The Gospel of the Lord. There is one word that occurs in each one of our readings today, a word that gives us a very meaningful perspective about what we do here when we celebrate the Eucharist, especially on this feast of the body and blood of Christ. That one word is covenant. Covenant. Actually, there's another word that accompanies the word covenant and also gives it a special significance. And that word is blood. Those two words, covenant and blood, put us in a sort of time warp that can give us a special understanding of what we're doing here in this hour as we celebrate this feast in this Eucharist. Our time warp zooms us back about 6,000 years ago to our first reading. At that time, soon after Moses was given the Ten Commandments and all the other ramifications of the law, and the people agreed to accept them as God's guidance for their lives, Moses performed the ceremony that was described in our first reading. He erected an altar and sacrificed animals to God. Then he did something that may seem rather repugnant to us. He splashed half of the blood on the altar and then sprinkled the other half of the blood on the people, the way that we sprinkle holy water on you sometimes at the beginning of Mass. Now, that may seem terribly icky and uncomfortable, especially in those days before we had stain removers. But it wasn't. It was something very holy, very sacred to the people. And this is why. The Jewish people believed that life was in the blood of a person or an animal. The blood was its life. So death occurred when the blood flowed out of the person or the animal. And that's why when animals were sacrificed in the temple to God, the blood was saved and collected in little troughs on the altar. In fact, you can still see that on the altar in the Temple of Jerusalem if you ever go there. Then that blood was considered sacred, more sacred than even the carcass of the animal that was sacrificed, which was sometimes discarded. Then part of the blood was sprinkled on the people to show their participation, their unity with the animal that had been sacrificed in their stead, or instead of them. There were no human sacrifices. So when Moses sprinkled the blood upon the people after they accepted God, this is what he said: This is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you. That covenant was an agreement with God that God would be their God if they would be God's people and do whatever he asked of them. So the covenant, we could say, was sealed in blood. Now, time warp to 2,000 years closer to us today, in the Gospel of Mark that you just read, in which he describes the Last Supper. First, Jesus took the bread and told the disciples, "This is my body." And then he took a cup and said, "This is my blood of the covenant." My blood of the covenant. By separating his body from his blood, he was symbolizing his death, the death that would bring a new relationship to God, deeper than that relationship in the first reading. For this death would truly make us God's sons and daughters and Jesus' brothers and sisters. After Jesus said this, he did not sprinkle his blood upon the disciples. Rather, he gave it to them to drink in the signs of the wine. What that meant was explained in our second reading, which told us that Jesus came as our high priest, not offering the blood of animals, but his own blood. And then it stated, "For this reason, he is mediator of a new covenant." Now, if we can time warp back to today, you'll hear all of this summed up in the words of consecration over the cup, when I will say, "Take this, all of you, and drink, for this is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for the many or for all, so that sins may be forgiven." Those words can have so much more meaning to us now if we hear the echo down through the centuries about the covenant that happened long before us. But that's also our challenge today, to make it real for us here in this Eucharist. Are we aware when we come to church at Mass what we should be doing? Are we willing, in a sense, to have the blood of Christ sprinkled on us? I mean, are we offering ourselves along with the sacrifice, along with the body and blood of Jesus, as the people of Moses did with their sacrifices, or all those Christians did down through the centuries who have celebrated this memorial of the death and resurrection of Jesus? We can be aware of that. In fact, there's an opportunity, a special moment when we can do that. When we come to communion and make this sacrifice of the body and blood of Christ our own by receiving it, instead of having the blood sprinkled on us, we have the chance to say amen. Amen means yes. Amen means I believe. Amen means I offer myself to God with this sacrifice, and I complete it by receiving the sacrifice into my heart. So you see, the Eucharist is not a spectator sport. In fact, the church has called it the source and the summit of the church's activity, the source and the summit of our activity. In a sense, it's here that we are most Catholic. It is here that we renew our covenant with the Lord. It's here that we could come closer to God than perhaps any other way or any other time in our life. I really believe that. And it's here then that we go out to live this mystery of faith by carrying Jesus Christ into our world and let him act in our lives. I hope all this can help you appreciate better today what this feast means, or more, appreciate all the more the experience that's offered to you now in this Eucharist today, as we celebrate this Eucharist on the feast of the body and blood of Jesus Christ.